Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, my. Hour number four. Good to have you with us. So I got to bring in David and Roberto on this because this is one of these 2019 things that I just don't get. Tom Brady. Everybody knows Tom Brady. Put a video out there. He's on vacation with the kids. Where is it? Costa Rica? Is that where it is? Where is he? What is it with Costa Rica? I thought the only people who went to Costa Rica were if you're running from the law.
Yes, that's correct.
They're in Costa Rica. All right. Well, listen, Tom Brady probably owns Costa Rica. He do whatever he wants. But he posts a video of him jumping off a cliff into some water. David, take me through this now. Now, look. He had his daughter there. How old is his daughter? 6 years
Six
old?
6 years old, yes.
All right. People are in a furor over this. Mm-hmm. Now, you need to explain to me why. I watched the video. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. Dad is there. He didn't throw the daughter in.
Right.
He didn't laugh. He jumped in with her.
Well,
help me understand why people are upset at Tom Brady.
Yeah, what people are upset with, and if you look at the video is on our website at 971theticket.com, I believe. But if you go on there, you look as he's jumping, there's kind of a hesitation on the daughter's part. So as he jumps, he's pulling her, not jumping together. He's pulling her arm and kind of looks like forcing her to jump in with him. And she almost slips. She could have fallen and hit the rocks before she hits the water. But people are upset because he's pulling a 6-year-old's arm. Doesn't look like she was really ready to go yet. So people are upset with it and saying that he should have, you know, just either just not let her go or let her go by herself, or he could have pulled her arm out of socket, created some more issues as they went into the water. I don't know. I have no problem with it. I'm fine with it. I think what happened was the 1-2-3 wasn't in sync and they were maybe one and she was on whatever and they didn't jump at the same time.
Here's my only problem with it. This is my only question. It looked like he was jumping off a decently high cliff.
Yeah.
Solid 15 feet.
Yes.
Do we agree on that
yes.
as a group? Okay. I would only question a 6-year-old at that level. Because I'll tell you right now, 15, 20 feet in the air, you don't land like a pencil. You are gonna end up looking like Tyson, spend some time punching on your thighs.
Yes.
So that could be where a 6-year-old could get hurt, but it ain't my business because it's not my kid. This has been everywhere. Every sports show I've seen and radio shows talking about it, I wanted to just bring it up and ask and see if people really had an issue with this. Because this is where 2019 is now. Everybody's got an issue with everything. I feel weird because I don't. But, Mike, you're certainly a part of social media. Mm-hmm. This has just been like numero uno.
People are freaking out saying it's child abuse. Tom Brady's a terrible dad.
Oh my God.
Child Protective Services need to talk to him. Oh. All this thing. Here's my opinion on this whole thing. Look, Tom Brady, if you're going to jump off a cliff with your daughter like that, it either has to be all in or all out. So, yeah, the fact when he jumped and his daughter was kind of hesitant, of course he had to grab her arm and jump in the water. Otherwise, you know what happens? She falls onto the cliff, probably, you know, splits her head open or something. So, yeah, he had no other choice but to pull her into the water. Now, the idiotic part about all this, why are you posting this video?
Well, now there we go.
Look, why are you posting this video? Because you have to know after watching the video, it's, oh my God, that's a little too close for comfort. You post that knowing that people are going to criticize you for it, or that it looks like, hey, that was really close where if you would have accidentally, you know, slipped out of her hand, she would have fell onto that cliff. You can't post that video. You just can't. I have no issue with what Tom Brady did because he had no other choice but to pull her into the water. Otherwise, it would have been bad. But just don't post the video. I don't know why.
See,
why is that difficult?
Okay. So let me say this. If you're asking me what would I be more upset about, the video and him pulling his daughter in, which I happen to agree with your take, Mike, or the fact that he posted it, it would be choice B. Why would you share your family vacation with total strangers? Tom Brady doesn't get any time away from the spotlight, any. And he's married to an international model who is an icon, right? There's no chill. Now, they already opened their home up and did the reality show, their business. But you are away, and this is the last peace and quiet you're going to get for the next 6-7 months because you are Tom Brady, you are a New England Patriot, you are a legend. Why would you share that with the world? That part I don't get. I can't tell him how to parent, whatever, but I would never want to expose my children to that.
No.
Like, I don't want the world to know my kids. I don't want the world to see my kids. It's not the world's business what I'm doing on vacation. I go to Costa Rica to disappear, right? Isn't that what Tom Brady does? He didn't go to Hoboken for vacation. He didn't go to Six Flags. He went to a faraway place, little island. And why are you sharing this again? See, that to me, that's the part I don't get. But the actual pulling his daughter in, hey, listen, man, I'm with you, Mikey. He doesn't do that. You could have had a catastrophe.
They're saying it was completely unsafe, whatever, and how he yanked her arm. Well, okay, if you want to call it unsafe and you're just a parent where, oh, you shouldn't be jumping from that height, whatever. Okay, you're not going to win that argument.
Now listen, I'll question the height a little bit because I'll tell you this, man. They looked at least 15
fair.
Feet in the air.
Okay, and that's fair. But I have an issue if anyone questions him yanking her arm forward. He had to do that. He had to yank her arm forward. If he doesn't and he doesn't do that, she's falling onto the cliff and you could die from that.
Let me ask the people. 248-539-9797. Let me hear where you're at with it. I'm more upset about, look, you guys like social media. I don't. You know what annoys me? Why share it? That's what annoys me. Why? This isn't him and his wife at the Oscars. I don't know. You want to share that? Share it. I don't get the whole family vacation. Like, what Tom Brady fan wants to see that? What Patriot fan looks at that and goes, oh, damn, I'm sure happy to Brady's having a good time in Costa Rica. That's fabulous. The average Patriot fan doesn't have a pot to bleep in. You'd think they want to look at you on your own private island, cliff jumping? Meanwhile, this guy's got a welding mask on. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And Tom Brady's not a kid. You can't say that he's 21 years old, 23 years old. He hasn't learned. He's 40. By the time you're 40, you kind of know the way of the world. I'd hope. You can say, hey, Odell Beckham Jr. is still young, right? Odell Beckham Jr.'s got growing up to do, etc. I can't say that about Brady. Hey, Tom Brady, you're 40. You know how everything works. What annoys me more than anything else is that he even puts this video out there for consumption.
Especially a video where it's like, yeah, that is pretty borderline and pretty too close for comfort. You know you're going to get criticism for it. Why even posting that?
Let me ask you this question.
One thing, if it was just a beautiful, beautiful sunset or something like
okay.
that, right?
Yeah.
Just a still photo. But that thing, come on.
Hell, even if it's a family picture, I guess. I still don't get why you'd share with your kids with the world, but so be it. Here's my question, and I know that this is not popular, but look, he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen, right? At what point do we kind of just go to the side and go, you know what? Brady's a weirdo. Like, this dude is a straight-up weirdo.
It's a machine.
No. A weirdo.
Both. I mean.
Okay, you do what you want. Here, let me say it another way. Tom Brady's starting to creep me out.
No, he is.
He's
he
starting to scare me.
Did you watch Tom vs. Time on Facebook?
Listen.
Or YouTube, whatever?
Listen. I saw enough to turn it off. I had no interest.
Yeah, you watch that and you really get the vibe that he's
I know.
Just a
different guy.
Yeah, and he's just so engulfed into football in his career. Maybe that's what made him so successful, but it's on a whole nother level.
It's not a maybe. Tom Brady is Michael Jordan. Minus getting kicked out of the league for gambling. I mean, going to play baseball.
Which we talked about a lot on the podcast.
The point is, Jordan is Brady, Brady is Jordan. Insatiable competitive drive and a myopic focus on what their craft is. And I think Brady is even better at it than Jordan. Even more laser focused. Even more with that paranoid motivation. I think you could absolutely say Tom Brady's greatest competitor in the history of sports. He doesn't have physical tools to do what he did. Doesn't have it. And I'm not just talking about the shot of him and his boxers at the combine. I'm talking about in sum total, he didn't have any of it. But he did it. Listen, Mike, I think you got to be, like, you got to be one of two things to be, like, crazy, crazy, crazy successful in this world. You either got to be a red ass, kind of, you know, you got to kind of be a Charles Dickens, or you got to be a weirdo. I really believe that.
I'm not ready to say that Tom Brady's the greatest competitor.
Okay.
I mean, I just watched a video of Michael Jordan going at O.J. Mayo because O.J. Mayo talked trash to him. He was a high schooler. So, I mean, Jordan was a great.
Is that back when the world thought O.J. Mayo was good?
Well, yeah, and he was in high school. He was highly recruited, talking junk to Jordan. Jordan murdered him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.